Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, we were just talking about this woman who has gone viral for falling asleep during the symphony. And then when they hit a big note, she screamed because it woke her up. So we're wondering about the craziest place that you accidentally fell asleep. All right, you want to listen to this lady again? Okay, so you'll hear a little bit of music, and then you'll hear her wake up.
The whole crowd laughs at her.
Everybody starts cracking up at her. Oh, you know, she was so embarrassed.
404-263-0941 is the phone number. If you would like to share a story, I feel like we've talked about this on the show before and the calls are really funny, so we're going to try it.
Okay.
404-263-0941. Embarrassing places you've fallen asleep. I have been party to a person falling asleep that I didn't know how to handle. It was years ago, meeting an out-of-town radio executive.
Okay.
Who I knew of him and he knew of me. And we worked for the same company, so on some level, he was my boss. And we met, and he dozed off during our meeting.
During your meeting?
Yep.
Who else was he meeting with?
Just me and him.
Just you and him?
He had been traveling all over the country, and he was working his tail off. And he goes, hey, listen, I would love to get together between my meetings in Atlanta. Do you have any opportunity? I said, yeah, absolutely. So they were... like at a convention, you know, room at a hotel. And he goes, well, come on down. So I went down there and I met with him in the little vestibule lobby waiting area, whatever it is. And like he dozed off twice.
Wait a second. So I set the scene. You're sitting just across from him at a table.
Nope, not even a table. Two little club chairs.
Two little club chairs.
With a little cocktail.
Are you telling a super long story or something? And he just started nodding off in the middle of it?
No, I think he was saying, what brought you to Atlanta back in 2001? And I said, well, I was working in Philadelphia before this. And you just, his eyes. If you have a dog, you've seen this. The dog drops its head and then jerks it back up.
No.
So that happened for a little bit, and then he was full on out, and I just kind of stopped talking, and I looked at him, and what's running through my mind is do I poke his foot? Do I make a loud noise?
To clap in the middle of my story? So then I'm standing there, and I start clapping.
But then his eyes popped, they popped open,
and he was like,
and he goes, that's great, and he goes, then he asked something else.
I never acknowledged that he completely nodded off.
Nope, not the first time or the second time.
Oh, Jeff.
Hey, Amy, what's up?
I was calling because I fell asleep at Cirque du Soleil once in the middle of the crowd, and I had a glass of red wine in my hand, and it spilled on the person next to me.
Oh, no!
It was horrible, and we were in the middle of the crowd, and we had to get up, and the guy got mad at me, and I was, trying to wipe it off. It was bad.
Oh, my gosh. I see a lot of parents fall asleep at little kid movies.
Oh, yeah.
Kids all around because it's mom and dad are stressed out. They've been up all night. Nobody slept through the night, and they finally get in a dark, slightly cozy chair, dark room cozy chair, they're out.
Yeah, and the kids aren't going to go anywhere, right, without mom or dad because they're either going to want popcorn or have to pee. So it's not like they're going to leave. It's perfect. Kid movies for adults should be called naps.
Naps. Nap time.
Dee Dee in Monroe.
Hey, I got tickets to the Hamilton race over there, the Speedway, and I fell asleep during the car race.
Oh, gosh.
Those are loud.
Just lulled you right to sleep. Wow.
Twice.
Who woke you up?
I don't know who woke me up. I was with a boyfriend of mine at the time, and I guess it was boring to me. I had never been. I watched it on TV several times, decided I wanted to go, went, and fell asleep.
Oh, my God. That guy must have felt great about it being such a good day. My 404-263-0941 is the phone number. Places you, strange places you have fallen asleep based on this woman who dozed off during the symphony.
Totally crashed during the symphony.
We'll definitely take at least one more call of a person who fell asleep at a concert. A concert that should be very, very loud. And she dozed off there. Talk to her next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
You've probably fallen asleep in class before, but have you ever fallen asleep somewhere you shouldn't have? That's what we're talking about this morning on the Jeff and Jen Show. 404-263-0941 if you'd like to share your story with us. It all came up because of this woman who fell asleep during the symphony, and when they hit a big note, she wakes up and screams, and the entire crowd laughs at her. Let's listen to her again. It kind of adds to the music, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Trisha in Peachtree City, where'd you fall asleep?
I fell asleep at a Prince concert.
How?
Yes.
That's
I'm
shocking.
A teacher, and it happened to fall on the first day of school. And I was exhausted, and it took him a long time to come out. He didn't come out till like 9 o'clock. So like at 10 o'clock, I just could not stay awake.
Who did you go to the Prince
concert? And my husband made fun of me for the longest time. He's like, you fell asleep at a Prince concert?
You're the only one sitting down, much less sleeping.
Kirsten in Atlanta, where did you fall asleep?
Hi, I was on a roller coaster, and another rider fell asleep on the roller coaster. And we were going up the hill. And they woke up as the roller coaster crested the hill.
Whoa. Oh, that is the stuff
that's
nightmares
terrifying.
Are made of.
Yeah. I was at Six Flags with my family. And when they woke up, they were like, whoa.
This is not a dream.
Yeah. You think you're falling out of bed, but you just keep falling and falling. Lacey in Carrollton, your story is horrifying.
Yeah, so I am a scrub tech, and I was in the operating room, and it was a really long night the night before. My kid was sick, so I was just nodding off.
Oh, no.
In the operating room.
Do you get, called out by everybody in there? Like, hey, we're having surgery right now.
No, I was actually in clinical, so I was only doing a few small things, just learning. And it was a really long urology case, and the guy that was running one of the machines kind of kicked me under the table and was like, hey, wake up.
You know, somebody's driving to the hospital right now for a procedure today, and they're like, no,
no.
Don't do that. Victoria and Swanee.
Yes.
Where'd you fall asleep?
I fell asleep in my sister's bachelorette party.
Oh.
Was it a wild one, or was it pretty lame?
We were in the club. Actually, we were at Club Havana back when that existed. Actually, I'm not sure if it does anymore or not.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there.
Is it? Oh, I need to go back out. The music is jumping and everybody's dancing and having a great time. And I was just totally pooped because I was a single mom in college working two jobs. And so I sat down on the couch next to the humidor and just dozed right off.
You're like, this place will do. There are no children here. I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to curl up.
The EDM becomes a lullaby.
It's like, oh.
Zoe in Sandy Springs, what's up?
So I fell asleep in front of my classroom full of students. I had given the kids a quiz to take, and this was my student teaching, so it was my very first year of teaching, and I was still working to put myself through college. I was still going to college classes, but I was still at school 5 days a week all day, and I'd given the kids a quiz, and all the kids finished the quiz, and I was sitting at the front of the room at my desk asleep. And they came over like, Miss C, are you all right? And I jumped up all scared because I couldn't believe I fell asleep in front of all these kids. And it was, yeah, I never did that again.
Oh.
They were just so quiet during the quiz.
Yes.
All right, last phone call will be Renee's in Lawrenceville.
Hey.
Fall asleep? What's up, Renee?
Hey, I fell asleep at the hockey game, and all my friends were calling me and texting me the next day. Hey, I saw you at the hockey game. I said, you did? And they go, yeah, you were sleepy.
Were you on the Jumbotron? The camera guy's yes. Like, ah, I'm going to get back at this girl.
Gotcha.
Thanks for the call, Renee.
Thanks.
We had our very first batch of interns here at the radio station. One of them fell asleep on our couch during the show.
Oh, Sleepy I G. remember.
Sleepy G.
Gary.
Yeah,
good old Gary, man, passed out. I literally watched his head go from the top of the couch and just boom, down.
I know. I look over my shoulder. Jeff's like looking past me. You know, you can tell somebody's looking right over you and not at you. We're talking about something. And I was like, what? What's going on? I look around, snoozing.
And there's testimony to how good our show is. Right there.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.